First on the show tonight, the judges in the Court of Appeal have handed down their judgment on the defamation case between Rebel Wilson and Bauer Media.
This court has found that the evidence Ms. Wilson relied upon was not sufficient to establish, on the balance of probabilities, that there existed the valuable lost opportunities for which she contended.
Last year, it was announced that Australian actress Rebel Wilson would receive a record payment of $4.5 million as damages for defamation suit she filed against magazine publisher Bauer Media. The publisher had claimed that Miss Wilson had lied about her age, her real name, and her upbringing, and Miss Wilson sought compensation for the effect these claims had on her career. But today, it was announced that her damages have been slashed, and instead of $4.5 million, she will receive $600,000. Roderick Chambers spoke with Baron Alder, a lawyer from Moray and Agnew, and an expert in defamation law, and asked him whether the size of the reduction in damages was unusual.
That is a really big diminution in the award that was made to Rebel Wilson. It does happen from time to time, but the extraordinary thing, I think, in this case is that the first instance judge, the judge in the Supreme Court, made such an enormous award in the plaintiff's favour. The award in the Supreme Court at first instance was about $4.7 million, consisting of two, broadly speaking, consisting of two types of losses. The first was an award for what's called non-economic loss or general damages. And then the other most significant component of the award at first instance was an award for economic loss that the judge found that Rebel Wilson had suffered by reason of the publications by Bauer Media. And the award for economic loss at first instance was $3.9 million.
Right. And is that because she was portrayed as a serial liar? That was the original feeling that came from that first trial, wasn't it?
That's correct. They were the imputations, or the nub of the imputations, I suppose you might say, that Rebel Wilson was a serial liar because of things she'd said about her age, her background, her name, and that she simply couldn't be trusted. She argued in the Supreme Court, that is at first instance, that the publications by Bauer Media meant that she missed out on roles in movies that would otherwise have been available to her. And that's where the bulk of the award, the large $4.7 million award, came from.
Because it's quite hard for artists to win defamation cases, particularly against magazines and paparazzi and all these sort of things these days, isn't it, under Australian law anyway?
Well, the changes to the Defamation Act in 2005 are intended to make it generally more difficult, or at least dissuade plaintiffs in defamation actions from bringing cases. For example, or the most significant change that the Defamation Act introduced in 2005 was to reduce the damages that could be awarded for non-economic loss. Before 2005, you had awards by some businessmen, for example, of in excess of $2 million, in excess of $1 million. After the change in legislation, your more average award for non-economic loss is in the order of $250,000, and that's quite a large award.
Yeah, so it's, in that respect, 600 grand is not such a bad number, is it?
Well, no, it's not. And what's worth pointing out is the Court of Appeal set aside the Supreme Court's judgment insofar as it related to economic loss. The Court of Appeal found that there was no basis on which the judge at first instance could find that Rebel Wilson would miss out on these parts in movies that she might otherwise have gained. That is the biggest component of the award that's been disallowed. It's worth noting that the award for non-economic loss only dropped from $650,000 to $600,000. So it's only a very slight drop in the award for non-economic loss.
So they're kind of saying that, well, really, the reports that were in those magazines were detrimental to her standing as such.
Well, that's right. And the at first instance, the jury had found, it was a trial before a jury, and the jury found that the imputations conveyed, the imputations alleged had been conveyed, and that all of the defences that Bauer had relied on, none of the defences that Bauer had relied on could be made out. On appeal, Bauer did not challenge the jury's findings. The subject of the appeal was simply the quantum of the award at first instance.
So is this case likely to be a precedent for future cases, do you think?
Well, it is. It is in this respect. As I said before, damages for defamation matters have been capped since 2005. In 2005, they were capped at $250,000, but they're indexed annually. The maximum award for non-economic loss that can be made in Victoria at the moment, I think, is about $398,000. As I said, the damages that were awarded were $600,000. In this case, the Court of Appeal found that aggravated damages can sit on top of the cap for non-economic loss. There was a big question about whether the $398,000 cap was to include aggravated damages or whether aggravated damages could be awarded in addition to the non-economic loss. And the Court of Appeal found that aggravated damages can be awarded in addition to the non-economic loss damages.
Baron Alder, lawyer from Moray and Agnew, ending that report by Roderick Chambers.